very short. There are chavayim whose families also are from the same place as my mother's mishpacha, many of us here in the shul. And this is the time of the year that the families were, that our grandparents and great-grandparents, mishpacha, they were taken away. Tonight is my father has yahrzeit for his entire family. And Munkach, here the Jews were taken away a week or so later than Ungvar. But we have here chevra that are sponsoring the ilui, the neshamas of their mishpachas, Dobin Racheli Newman and Jeff and Rochelle Newman, the ilui nishmas, my father's cousin, my mishpacha, also Ozer Osher ben Arya Yehuda, and his second wife Rezel Bas of Shalom, the first wife and their three children, whose yahrzeit is tonight, is tomorrow, Rezel Bas Moshe Halevi, Alta Rivka Bas Rezel, Gittel Bas Rezel, Modcha Alexander Ben Rezel, who all killed like a Hashem, Hashem Yikom Demeyim, the Shomesh of only Aliyist, Simcha Nachis. Also Yaakov and Lani Zeldin, Le'ilui Nishmas, Yaakov's grandparents, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Ben Harav Avram David, who are Talmidim of the Minchas Eloza, and Kreindl Bas of Ephraim Zalman, who are both Jews from Munkach, who lost their parents and siblings in Auschwitz, and dozens of cousins from Munkach, Jeff Yaakov's families from Munkach, who were killed al Kiddush Hashem in Auschwitz. Aaron and Ilana Rosenthal, Le'ilui Nishmas, Ilana's great-grandmother, Malka Bas Aaron, whose yahrzeit is tonight, and she's buried in this Beis HaChaim. Aaron. Yeah,
he went to a point where we can't find him.
You can't find him.
They said they moved the graves.
Yeah, there's a big balagan over here. That's so there's another Beis HaChaim here someplace, I guess. Okay, Jay and Shani Gelman, Le'ilui Nishmas, Jay's grandfather, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, Chafei Ir, and Shmuel Ben Yehuda Leib, who kept the family alive in Moscow after they walked from the Ukraine. All of these neshamas should have an aliyah, and the s'chus that were coming here, that they should be remembered in a good way. There was something though that Dovi Newman had others. That others. All right, one of the chevra pointed out, that's a bracha to talk in front of the Minchas Eloza, is like, and that's one of the things that came out a little bit was how strong he was, because of what everybody knows about him, and that's what's famous about him. That he was such a kanoi, eloki, mamash a kanoi eloki, and that everybody knows that he was the sharpest, and he was a genius, he was a goyin olam. But there's another side that is important. I did mention on the bus that any person that came to him, even if it was the biggest Zionist, and the biggest agudist, and the biggest mizrachist, if it was a Jew, he took care, he helped, he gave his neshama to everybody, he gave tzedakah to every kind of Jew. It was only, it should be clear, it was only the Gabi the Shitas that he had. It was never as far as individual Jews. That even the people who caused him the greatest agmas nefesh, because they were officially on the register of being kaifim and apikarsim, and all, those people came to him and they had sorrows, and he loved them, he took care of them, and they have many, many stories that I've read about these people and what he did for all of these people. It's only the Gabi the Shitas that he had, that he was so strong. But to get a little bit of a taste, can you hear me over there?
Yeah.
To get a little bit of a taste of just one or two stories, there are a lot of stories. Really, I recommend that when you get home to get this book of Masos Yerushalayim on his trip to Eretz Yisrael. It's a mashu. It's in English. It's something. The time that he spent in Eretz Yisrael. It's mamish something. But I'll just mention one or two stories that come to mind. To get a little bit of a taste of the other part of the Minchas Eloza, the zeichah to be here, that he had to be hospitalized. I don't remember what was wrong, but he was in a hospital, and he was davening very, very loud in his hospital room, and there were people that were very upset about that. There were nurses that were upset, and they said that the Wunder Rabbi, the Wunder Rabbina, screams all the time, is praying, and he's bothering us, and he's bothering sick people. So the Minchas Eloza's doctor was a Jew, and he wasn't religious, and he went to speak to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, you know, this is a hospital, there are people, there are nurses, there are doctors, there are there are people here. You can't daven like that over here. Just daven to yourself. You can't. So the Minchas was, as I said, it was wrong of me, and I shouldn't have done that. I'll be more careful. I'll be more careful. So that night, the doctor came to make his rounds, and the nurses came to the doctor, and they said that since you came, you should know, he's screaming twice as loud as before. He's screaming twice as loud. So the doctor was very upset. And he went to the Minchas Lozzi, he says, Rebbe, in all due respect, you promised me, and what's going on? So the Minchas Lozzi's eyes were all red. He said to him, I know, I promised you that I wasn't going to daven loud. And I'm not, I'm davening to myself, but what the nurses are hearing is I'm crying because I can't bear to see the people who are suffering here in this hospital, that they're in such pain. I hear them crying at night, and I can't stop crying over what they're going through. That was a little bit of a taste of the other side of the Minchas Lozzi. That's why he was crying. He wasn't davening out loud. He couldn't bear the pain of other people. One time, the Chassidim came to him, and they told him Minchas Lozzi, you hear me? As they told him Minchas Lozzi, I'm not saying anything, I'm just a little story, no chidushim here. They're saying that the Chassidim came to the Rebbe, and they were all talking about, there was a very famous chazan that was like the rising star in chazanis of that time, was a yid by the name of Kvartin. You heard of him, Kvartin? He was a Veltz chazan. He had only one problem, is that he was a Mechal Shabbos. But his davening, he was like with Yosel Rosenblatt. That, we're talking about that Madrega. Kvartin was the biggest name, in the, him and Yosel Rosenblatt. This Kvartin was a huge koyach. And they used to take him to daven. There's a famous story of the Yosel Rosenblatt. Did you know that he was complaining that he once together with the Yosel Rosenblatt. Yosel Rosenblatt was a chazan, he was a big tzaddik. And Kvartin was together with him, with Yosel Rosenblatt someplace, and he was upset. How come they pay you, 5,000 kron, and I only got 20 for Yontif, and I got 2,500? So they say that Yosel Rosenblatt said to him, because I'm getting paid for the Stille Shemoneh Esrei also. I also, you don't daven, I daven the Stille Shemoneh, you just daven for the Olam, I daven for the Bnei Shalom, I get paid for that too. So anyway, the Chassidim came, they were very excited. They heard Kvartin's davening, and they were already at that time, they had records. I remember my father, Zogazunzain, and my uncle, Yibodim Acham Lachaim, when I was a kid, they used to have these crackly records of Chazanim, and the two of them would sit there on a Sunday sometimes for an hour, like in another world, mamish, listening to Chazanis. And they had a record of Kvartin. They didn't tell the Rebbe, they said to the Rebbe that, Rebbe, this Kvartin, his Chazanis, you can't hold yourself back. When he sings the Nigin for Eila Ezker, you know, by Rabbi Shmuel, you know, the Haruge Malchus, when he sings the davening by the Avodah of Eila Ezker, he says you can't not break down. You can't not cry. His davening is something that they heard. His davening is unbelievable. So the Minchas Lozzi Kedarko said it can't be as a Milchal Shabbos, and there's no question at all that if I would ever hear, not that I want to, and I don't want to, but if I would ever hear his Eleska, it wouldn't change me, it wouldn't affect me in the slightest way. Is Machal Shabbos? So the Chassidim got a record, and they brought it, and he was asking to listen. He says, he's a Baal Malacha, let me hear. So they put on the record, and it was the Eleska of Kvartin. 10 seconds into Eleska, the Minchas Lozzi breaks down and starts sobbing and crying. He's listening to this record. So the Chassidim asked him, no Rebbe. He said that he's Michal Shah. So the Rebbe said, Enechanami, I wasn't crying from the Eil Ezker. I was crying in between when he says, ay, ay, ay. I felt that when he said, ay, 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 that he was Mahara B'tshuva. I felt it was something real when he said, ay, ay, ay. So I was thinking about that story, that, you know, with all of the kanos and everything, that he was looking for the ay-ay-ay, you know, of a yid. Every one of us has, like, those ay-ay-ay moments, you know. It's not always in the official stuff, it's not in the Eleskeras. But sometimes, like, when things are not going particularly great in our Avodas Hashem or other things, sometimes we're hurt or we're disappointed, whatever it is, so then there's that ay-ay-ay in between, the words of the Niggun, or in between the words in the Siddur, there's a little bit of an ay-ay-ay. And the Rebbe, the Minchas Lazer, felt the ay-ay-ay of a Jew. He felt the ay-ay-ay of a Jew. And there's a mice like that also from the Minchas Lazer. There are a lot of mice. I'll tell you what, one more. There's a mice in Minchas Lazer like this. There was a big Talmud Chacham. The Sefer he wrote is called the Be'er Shloimeh. The Halasa Rav. It was a big Hungarian Rav before the Milchama. Big Hungarian Rav. So somebody, there was a Misnagdish Rav that was asking, another Hungarian Misnagdish Rav, that was asking this Be'er Shloimeh, this big Rav, why is it you're always running to the Minchas Lazer? You yourself are a huge Talmud Chacham. Why are you always going to the Minchas Lazer? So he said, I'll tell you why I go to the Minchas Lazer. He says, the Minchas Lazer, the Rebbe that we're at right now, the Minchas Lazer had an Elta Zaydi called the Bnei Yisrael. So he says, fine, everybody knows the Bnei Yisrael. He said, the Bnei Yisrael had two moichin, had two brains. In other words, the Bnei Yisrael, you know, like you heard stories in the Ragachov and Rapsotic, so the Bnei Yisrael had a Zamoich also. In other words, he could learn two swarm at the same time, he could be learning and answering a Shaila. Rav Chaim Ozer, there are other tzaddikim that they had such an inyan that they were able to do two things at the same time. They said that Rav Chaim Ozer was writing a tshuva in halacha, and somebody was asking him a kasha on the Gemara, and while he was writing the tshuva, he was answering the question on the Gemara while he was writing, and then he called out to his wife in the kitchen because she was reading an article that he was upset about, and he said that that's not right what he wrote in the article. He's going like this. So the Be'er Shloimeh said to this Misnagdish Rav that the Minchas Lazer is a grandson from the Be'er Shloimeh. It's also got two moichin. And when he would come for Tekiah Shofar, when it was time for Tekiah Shofar, the Be'er Shloimeh was a huge Talmud Chacham. He was thinking about all the Shulchan Aruch. When he came to blow Shofar, he had all the Shulchan Aruch, all the Dikdukim of every single Taz and Magen Avraham, of every single Beis Yosef and Bach. And at the same time, he was able to think of the Kavanis of the Arizal. That was the Zaydi, the Elta Zaydi Bnei Sosche. He had two Moichen. He had a Moich of Nigla and a Moich of Nista, like that, at the same time. He was thinking of all the Kavanis of the Ari, and at the same time, of all the Poskim. But his great-grandson, the Rebbe, the Minchas Lazer, he has three Moichen. And that's why I go to him. What are his three Moichen? When he goes to blow shofar, one moich is thinking about all the gemaras and all the sugyas and shas tkiyah shofar and all the poskim. Well, that's one brain. The second moich is thinking about all the kisveri and the reshash and all the kabbalah, all the kavanas. That's the second mind. But the reason I come to him is not because of the first brain and not because of the second brain. I come to him because of the third brain that he had. And the third brain is that while he's in both of those two in those two places, he doesn't stop for a second thinking about Jewish suffering, about Tzar Yisrael and Golus. He doesn't stop for a second thinking about all the people that are going through Tzaras and the Tzaras of Am Yisrael and Golus. He doesn't stop for a second. That's why I come to the Minchas Lazer. So we shouldn't forget that all of the stories and all the kanos, this was a tzaddik that had three brains. He had that brain for learning, he had that brain for the Kabbalah, but he had a heart, he had a mind that didn't stop thinking about the tzaras of the Jewish people. So Ashrei HaOmrim Dachu, we've been traveling around Hungary, and now we're officially, it's called the Ukraine nowadays. This is when my parents were here, it was called Czechoslovakia. When their parents were here, it was Hungary, or when they were children, now it's called the Ukraine. But we're here to report to the Minchas Lazer that there are a lot of things in the world that you'd be upset about. You wouldn't be happy about the type of things that are going on in the schools, that's for sure. You wouldn't be happy about things that are going on maybe with Zionism. You would have tainus about. So all of those things you would for sure be upset about. But the thing that will hurt you most is the tzaras of Jewish people, the tzaras that Jews are going through, including some of the chevra who are here with their own teklach that came to speak to you. So we're asking you, since you were on fire, Mamish, a Jew that was on fire, and you have over here Munkach Jews whose families came from Munkach and who killed HaKiddush Hashem, And your whole Metzias was a Metzias of Ahavis Yisrael, and a Kanoz for Tzion, for Yerushalayim, and a Kanoz for the truth. You should plead before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dvarach HaMalkeinu Emes V'Kayim La'ad, that we should be Zorich Mitzvah Hashem to see the end of all the Tzoros. We should be Zorich to see that the only place where the Mesim are going to be schlepped is not from the old cemetery to the new cemetery, but all of the Mesim should be Zorich to come together with you and all of the Tzaddikim back to Yerushalayim with the Rosh Hashanah Amitis. Maybe Amen.
Amen.